Introduction. The knots in your stomach tighten like a python. You've run through, and stressed out about, each one of your deadlines already, and you haven't even finished making your morning coffee. Cortisol floods through your body on your commute as you anticipate each reaction and challenge you might face today. You cringe upon entering the building, and again at the thought of what might be facing you in your ever-shrinking cubicle, in your ever-growing inbox, and at today's ever-boring meetings. You've been showing up to the office earlier and earlier, to grab a moment of peace, no matter how tiny, to prepare for the day. But everyone else is doing it too, and so all you've achieved is a routine of working longer hours. Today, just like yesterday and the day before that, your authority, your leadership, and your territory will be challenged. You must monitor your staff's actions, positioning, and even presentations to be sure that you look like you know what you are doing at all times. You can't even trust them to make sound judgments in their projects. You have to oversee everything and insert your experience at every turn. How much longer can you keep this up? You can't say anything to your boss. What if she thinks you are incompetent if you ask for help? Can you risk looking bad? If you don't make your numbers this quarter, one of the managers will be gone. And it can't be you. You've got a kid going to college next year, and another in 2 more years. It won't be long before your mum's cute forgetfulness becomes a memory care problem. You feel as if the only option is to keep your head down and put in the hours. All of the hours. They can't let you go if you keep meeting your objectives, right? It's such a high cost to pay. What if I told you there was another way? That instead of your morning and your life looking like that, it could sound like this. The alarm goes off in the bathroom. After reading Mel Robbins's The 5-Second Rule, you decided to implement that change, so you recite to yourself, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And you're out of bed. It's going to be an excellent day. Today is quarterly business reviews, and you can't wait. You'll get to see all the progress your team has achieved with very little effort or time invested on your part, because you changed your leadership style and implemented a coaching culture 6 months ago. Instead of your team members depending on you for not only what to do, but how to do it, they use you for guidance, check-ins, and air cover. They are more engaged, are taking more ownership, and are excited to co-create results with their peers at work. Innovation is at an all-time high because risk-taking is truly encouraged, and what was once a no-fail zone allows for learning and growth. You've come a long way from the extended hours, controlling behavior, and dealing with the bullying and sabotage amongst your staff and your own peers that was happening out of fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Instead of always judging and shooting down the ideas of others for personal gain, your team has become curious and trusting. Implementing this coaching approach has improved your day-to-day work experience, the employees' engagement levels, the company's financial performance, and it has transformed the relationships with your family and community as well. So what should you do about it? How do you get to a place of enjoyment as a leader and increase the engagement of your employees? The answer, quite simply, is a coach culture.